Cheryl, how are you this morning?
A little chilly this morning.
Well, it's chilly. I know it's early for you. We usually get you later in the day, but you were kind enough to come on. You got a cup of coffee in front of you?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, good. Well, let me tell you, Cheryl, this story with the developer and the Marshall Street Armory deal, it's been an interesting story from the aspect. I have for 4 days been calling the Lansing City Council members who voted against this deal, and you're the only one who not only returned my call, but will come on the radio. And I'm not going to name names. It's obvious. The mayor did that for us yesterday. and I know that you voted against it in principle. I'm going to let you explain that. But I just find it curious that no one wants to talk about this. Why is that?
Well, I can't speak for my colleagues, but I will tell you that sometimes people's schedules, in fact, you called me yesterday. My schedule didn't permit me to come on yesterday. They'll have to answer for why they haven't returned your calls, but I don't think that it's because anybody has anything to hide or anything else. I think, again, the part of this is it's a very complicated issue.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's very difficult to explain in the sound bites that we have to explain it in. And I think the other part of the thing that we're dealing with is we're hoping that a number of the questions and things that we have out there have the potential of being answered, and possibly we can move forward. I think the sad part about it is there's been a lot of rhetoric and name-calling and things that have happened that sometimes then make it more difficult to mend fences. And, we've heard from the chamber and others, that some of us have not been progressive. We've not supported development, and that is absolutely not true. Even that vote that night, there were a number of development issues that were supported by 8 of us and moved forward. I think that you should respect council members when they have a differing opinion. Look to see what those issues are and see if there's a way to resolve them. If not, then understand that hopefully they have taken the time to study the situation and move forward. As we talk about the Armory project as one, I think there's a misnomer out there that there is not a brownfield in place. I mean, there has been a brownfield that has been supported by this council. What we're looking at is the fact that the state said because of funding issues, they were not going to abate the school tax. So Mr. Gillespie came back with an amendment that asked that his brownfield be extended, that allow him to recoup those along with this future plan. Now, this is something that's very new to council. We have not approved speculative brownfields before. We normally have a project. We normally understand what that project is. There's a job creation. There's an amount of money that's going to be spent on building that development. Now what we're being asked to do is to put a placeholder out there. We have watched through the state legislation change over a period of time. Now, mind you, this is the request was for a 20-year brownfield. Over that 20 years, if those things change, which can happen, then it could go back to the brownfield, this future brownfield. We told a neighborhood that we know what's going in there today. Tomorrow with the rezoning, there could be a number of things that could be adversely affect that neighborhood. But yet, right now, we're just being asked to look at it and move this along. I think raising those questions at this point is very valid. Also, as of late, in newspaper articles, I've heard that the developer believes that he can now move forward with the Marshall Street project with the incentives he has. Incentives mean that you're giving enough to a developer to be able to do the project. So the question I would ask is, you know, have we been giving additional incentives versus what we've got out there? I mean, if he didn't need this and could move forward, then why did we even have this discussion to begin with?
Well, Carol, before I ask you my next question, I think anyone who would accuse this council of not being progressive when it came to development is not versed on the facts. All you have to do is go downtown and look around. I also think that you could say that Pat Gillespie has done a lot of good things for the area with his developments, and he's a resident to the area. I also think that the main challenge here is the union versus non-union jobs. That's kind of the big issue. And then when you get into tax breaks for a developer, you have that sticky ground that you have to deal with on how much money do you allow the developer to make versus having union workers in. And that must be a touchy subject to have to deal with.
Well, I'll be the first to tell you that are there issues out there with union and non-union, and did that play into some of our decisions? Absolutely. Do I think that that was the only issue that was out there? No. Anyone that has gone back and looked at how the council has asked those questions, anywhere from the accident fund to actually when Boji was building his building, you know, those questions have been asked over and over again with that. And having prevailing wage, which does not dictate whether it's union or not. What it means is that it's a fair wage, that anyone bidding is bidding on the same scale, and then it's based on other criteria on whether they get the job or not. Having an open bid process where we're not shopping bids around, that's another way to assure that those things can happen. Have people discussed project labor agreements? Absolutely. Is it part of these? No.